In the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, the pasuk says, "Usfartem lechem mimacharas haShabbos, sheva Shabbosos tmimis tiyena." First, the pasuk discusses a sfira of sheva Shabbosos, weeks, 7 weeks, and then the pasuk says, "Tisperu chamishim yoim." That's a sfira of yamim, of days, and the Gemara learns from these pesukim that tzarach lemimni yamim v'tzarach lemimni shvuas. It's not enough just to count the days of Sfiras HaOmer. It's not enough to count the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. We have to count the days and the weeks of Sfiras HaOmer. That means to say that there are two parallel countings going on in Sfiras HaOmer. There's a counting of 49 days, and there's a counting of 7 weeks. In order to understand the idea of these parallel countings that are necessary, we have to understand first the connection between the Yom Tov of Pesach and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's well known that the Sefer HaChinuch says that really Pesach and Shavuos are two parts of one Yom Tov, because Pesach is Man Chiruseinu. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us from Paroi, from Mitzrayim, for what purpose? Just to be free with nothing? Obviously, the tachlis was to be freed from being Avdei Paroi in Shibud Mitzrayim, and to be freed in order to become Avdei Hashem. And that's Al Yedei Kabbalah Satoira. So that's the connection between Pesach and Shavuos. And that's what we're doing with the Sfiras HaOmer. We're connecting Pesach and Shavuos. But the question is, if the whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was for Matan Torah, so why did we have to really wait so long? Right away after Yitzias Mitzrayim, after Kriyas Yamsuf, right away this should be Matan Torah. So one answer is well known, is because Klal Yisrael wasn't roy for it. At that point, we were in a situation of Memtes Shari Tuma, and we needed to detach ourselves from that. And that's the 49 days between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Chag HaShavuos to remove, to escape from those 49 Madregas of Tuma and become Roy for Kabbalah Satoira. That's well known. And that's the inyan of the Sfiras HaYomim. The Yomim are 49 days, Kenega, the 49 levels of Tuma that we need to be Matire ourselves to be Roy for Sfiras HaOmer. That's Yadua. But there's another inyan why Klal Yisrael couldn't be Makabel the Torah right away. There had to be a break between the Cheiros of Pesach and the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos. In Chazal call Matan Torah Yoim Chasunosai. It says in the Pasuk of Shir HaShirim, Yoim Chasunosai Zem Matan Torah. Torah is considered the chasana, the chuppah, between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it says also in Sfarim that the Har Sinai that was lifted up above the heads of Bnei Yisrael by Maimon Har Sinai was like the chuppah. Yoim Chasunosai Zeh Matan Torah. That's the ultimate connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Yedei Matan Torah. That's the chasana. Now, if you have a Yoim HaChuppah, a Yoim HaChasana, so always before that is an Erisin. First you have an Erisin, and then you have the Nesuin. The Chuppah is the Nesuin. So if Matan Torah, Shavuos, was the Nesuin, so when's the Erisin? So that's what it says in Sfarim, that the Erisin of Klal Yisrael was by Pesach, by the Ashabachar Banu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, that's like Erisin, and freed us from Mitzrayim. So the Ashabachar Banu of Chag HaPesach, that was the Erisin, and the Nesuin is by Shavuos. Now there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that between Erisin and Nesuin, or between the time that the Chassan tells the Kala that he wants to marry her, you need a minimum of 7 days. Nowadays we have the Erisin and the Nesuin done at the same time, but the Chassan already was Teiveya, said he wants to marry her before. Minimal amount of time between when the Chassan says, I want to marry you, And the Nesu'in has to be a minimal of 7 days. Tavua linase, we have to wait Zayin Nikiyim. Now, the reason al pi halacha that is because of inyanim of tuma. There's a chash of tuma, so you have to wait for zayin yamim. But there's also a machshava behind it. The Torah wants that when you're ready for something, not to get it right away. It's better to wait and anticipate and wait for it. When you want something and you get it immediately, sometimes you don't appreciate it. It's just want, gotten, and done with in a moment. But if you realize that you're ready for something, and now you have to wait, you can't have it right away, you have to wait day after day, then you learn to yearn for it and value and appreciate what you have. So that's the inyan of tavua linasei. Yeah, there's also al pi halacha, there's a reason, of course, because of tumah. But the reason why it's worked out that way, this inyan of tumah of harchaka, is dafka for the reason of waiting. It's not kedai to have immediately gratification. Wait, and the waiting will increase the appreciation and the value of what you have. So that was the same thing with Klal Yisrael in the Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the Erison, and now Klal Yisrael was ready for Matan Torah, but now Kadosh Baruch Hu said, wait. Parallel to the 7 days between Erison and Nesu'in is the 7 weeks of Sfiras Omer. Now wait and anticipate. And value what you're going to get until we get to the major day of Matan Torah, which Klal Yisrael is waiting for. So that's the two parallel spheres over here. There's the sphera that means the wait between Pesach and Shavuos, Aleph because of the Yimei HaTumah, the 49 days of Tumah that we had to break out of, and second of all for the waiting without the Tumah. The waiting itself is a tachlis, in order that a person should value what he has. Now, there's a very interesting thing, a well-known idea, but it's written in a very clear way in the Sefer Ruach Chaim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He says that it's Yadua Harbe, it's well-known, L'misha Hoylech B'derech HaTorah, for somebody who's his holich in the derech of Torah, that he has different tkufas in his journey of growth. There are times that he feels things are just going great, and he has cheshek, and he's excited to learn and grow in his avodas Hashem. His davening goes well, his learning goes well, his midas go well, his yirah shemayim goes well. Everything just flows. And there's certain times that a person feels are just empty. No cheshek to learn, no cheshek to daven well, no cheshek to get close to Hashem. He feels distant. And Reb Chaim Volozhiner describes it that he just wants to put his head under the pillow and forget about the whole thing. And he questions himself, what am I doing this whole thing for? And he says, this is something that's Yadua Harbe L'misha Hoylech B'derech HaTorah. So first of all, that's a chizuk. If Reb Chaim Volozhiner said this is something well known, L'misha Hoylech B'derech HaTorah, so if someone sees this happening to him, he doesn't have to get nervous. That means I'm Hoylech B'derech HaTorah. But Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that it's Yadua Harbe L'misha Hoylech B'derech HaTorah. Someone who is trying to grow in the derech of Torah, these ups and downs, what we'll call them, these times of feeling cheshek and times of feeling nothing, well, is yedua har b'lemisha hoylech b'derech haTorah. It seems like someone who's not hoylech b'derech haTorah, and he's trying to succeed in something else, he's trying to grow in something else, he won't be faced with these yimei ava and yimei sinah, these good days and these bad days. Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be that way. He wants to succeed in something, and every day he's motivated, it will just go. Mashenkin, somebody who's hoilech b'derech haTorah, he's the person that's it's well known to them that it doesn't. Even though one week he was full of cheshek, for no apparent reason it just could burn out in another week. What's the pshat? Why is that? Yadua lemisha hoilech b'derech haTorah. So the answer is, could be al pi this yisoid. Just like the original Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to give us on a silver platter. Once you feel it's time, now wait. And if you have to wait, you learn to value it more. But if you always just have what you want and what you're yearning for right away, Lav Dafka, will you appreciate it? So that's just like it was that way in the original Matan Torah. So that's something that repeats itself, a cycle that repeats itself through all levels of growth. A person reaches a certain madrega, and now it's time for him to reach the next madrega, a higher madrega afterwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just going to give it on the silver platter. Now the fire of enthusiasm will go out. And now you have to wait for it, and you have to yearn for it. You have to anticipate it. It comes if you're patient, and you wait for this tkufa of lack of cheshek to go away. It goes away, and then it comes back. It's a cycle that repeats itself all the time, and that's the reason. In order to value it, if we just keep on having the success, we don't value it. We don't appreciate it. But if a person has the contrast. He was successful, he wants more, but there's a drawback, and now he has to wait, and then get to that next madriga, the next aliyah, so then he'll value it. And that's the cycle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to repeat all the time. That's why it's Yadua Harbe L'Hoylech B'Derech HaTorah. Just like the original Kabbalah HaTorah was that way, every step of steiging in Torah is that way. And just like in the original Kabbalah HaTorah is compared to the relationship between Ish L'Ishtoi, Yoyim Chasunasoi Zeh Matan Torah, and you have the same inyan of Kirva and Richuk within the framework of a marriage also, for the same reason, in order to give anticipation and value what you have. So Mamela, there's times of distance, and then you're anticipating the kirva, and then you value what you have. So it's the same thing when it comes to Torah. Just like the original Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to take a pause before we got it, and wait and anticipate the Matan Torah. Every step of our growth is the same thing. So that's a big source of encouragement. It is Yadua Harbe L'Misha Hilech B'Derech HaTorah. And it's not so comfortable when he has times that he loses his cheshek, and very often for no apparent reason. But understanding this process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants makes it easier. If there's a time of richuk, that means there's a zman of waiting, of anticipation, to even bigger growth. Mitz Hashem, we should bezeicha through Sfira Sa'imer to anticipate, and Mitz Hashem, the Kabbalah HaTorah by Har Sinai, by Shavuos, and every step in our life when we have the Sfira. Mitz Hashem, we should be matzliach to go through the Sfira Sa'imer and reach the goal of Matan Torah.